Patristic Nectar Publications is pleased to present A Word from the Holy Fathers by His Grace, Bishop Irenae of London and Western Europe. These short meditations reveal the ancient wisdom of the Church Fathers and apply it to 21st century Christian living. And now, His Grace, Bishop Irenae.
What you're hearing now is perhaps one of the most famous and well-known hymns of the Holy Orthodox Church, the Trisagion, or the Thrice Holy. It is being sung here by the choir of St. Anthony's Monastery in Arizona in the United States, in an English translation of a traditional Byzantine melody. The Trisagion hymn is either sung or said at almost every service of the Orthodox Church. It is one of the most familiar prayers to everyone within her bosom. It is known alike to children as to adults. It is a prayer in which all can take part. It is a prayer that forms a core of liturgical life as much as private and home prayers. Its words are simple and ancient. Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, have mercy on us.
Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, have mercy on us.
Today I would like us to focus on this hymn, on song, and on this particular prayer offered by the people unto God. I'll offer a few words taken from the pen of St. Nicholas Kabasilos in his commentary on the Divine Liturgy, but I would like us perhaps chiefly to hear the sounds of this angelic song refracted through the saint's guidance on its meaning. The Slavonic Sveti Bozhe, Sveti Krepki, Sveti Besmertni, Pomiluj nas. The Greek Agios ο Theos, Agios Ischiros, Agios Athanatos eleison imas. The English Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, have mercy on us. In whatever language, this simple prayer resonates at the heart of Orthodox worship. But like any other prayer, marked out by its familiarity, by its frequency, we risk losing sight of the profound spiritual moment these words bring to us. For this reason, I would like to share with our listeners the words of Nicholas Kabasilos, one of the greatest commentators on the Divine Liturgy. Saint Nicholas, who is a saint of the Orthodox Church and whose feast is kept on the 20th of June, was a 14th century theologian, born sometime around the year 1319 in Thessalonica. His maternal uncle, Nilus Kabasilos, had been bishop of Thessaloniki, and in fact the successor of St. Gregory Palamas, whom he had known in his life. But Nicholas Kabasilos, our St. Nicholas, was a shining example of the tradition of the lay theologian in Orthodox history, never ordained, never tonsured, St. Nicholas was a layman who offered his life to God, who offered his life to the bringing of God's message to the people of the Holy Church. He wrote two remarkable spiritual texts which bring together the theology of the hesychasts, whom he supported during the controversies of the period, to the lay community of the worshipping faithful. He took the spirituality of the great monks and the great teachers and articulated it through his commentaries on prayer and on the liturgy in which all people take part. One of his most significant texts is his commentary on the Divine Liturgy. And in this text, he devotes two sections to this Trisagion prayer, which we hear echoing behind us. Speaking of the Trisagion, he begins by showing its place in the liturgy proper. The Trisagion comes as we prepare to hear the scriptures, as we have already beheld with our eyes the book of the Holy Gospels. Nicholas writes as follows: "Following this, we praise God himself, the triune God, as the coming of the Saviour revealed him to us. The hymn which we sing comes to us from the angels, and is taken in part from the book of the sacred Psalms of the prophet. It was gathered together by Christ's church and dedicated to the Holy Trinity. For the Hagios, the Sanctus, the Holy, which is repeated thrice, is the angelic acclamation. The words mighty and immortal are those of the blessed David, who exclaims, 'My soul thirsts for the mighty and the living God.' The church, which is the assembly of those who believe, who profess the Trinity, the unity of God, played its part in gathering together these two acclamations, joining them and adding, 'Have mercy on us.' She wished to show, on the one hand, the harmony of the Old and the New Testaments, and on the other, that angels and men form one church, a single choir, because of the coming of Christ, who was both of heaven and of earth." This is why we sing the hymn after bringing in and showing the book of the Gospels. It is as if we proclaim that he, by coming among us, has given us a place amidst the angels and established us in the heavenly choir. St. Nicholas continues, "Before the Trisagion is begun, the priest asks God to accept this song of praise and to give grace to those who sing it. What grace is it that he requests? One which accords with the hymn itself. He prays that their bodies and souls may be cleansed, that their sins may be forgiven, that they may worship him in holiness all the days of their life. And he gives the reason: 'For thou art holy and restest among the saints.' It is natural to the all-holy to delight in his saints, to work sanctification among them. When he has recited this aloud, the priest then adds the doxology, thus giving the congregation of the faithful the signal to begin the Trisagion hymn, and after they have given the usual response, 'Amen,' to this doxology, they intone the sacred song." Those readings from chapters 20 and 21 of the Commentary on the Divine Liturgy by Nicholas Kabasilas. This hymn is the hymn of the angels, the hymn that joins the angels and humanity in what St. Nicholas calls a single choir. And it is a choir that sings out this same hymn in many languages and in many tones. Here we listen to it in yet another. the song of the angels and of men, uniting the church, the one church, in the unending veneration of the unified Trinity. This is the prayer which leads us to hear the scriptures, a hymn of glorification of the Lord himself. It is a hymn which evokes the entire history of our salvation, as angels which proclaim the coming of the Lord join us in glorifying him who is risen from the dead. In the liturgy, as we sing this hymn, we are making ready to receive that Lord himself. And so we stand before the royal doors with open hearts and with open mouths, singing out together, Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, have mercy on us. Brothers and sisters, whatever the tones or the music used in our parish, whatever the language, whatever the setting, whatever the service, let it be that the next time our ears hear these words, we may remember the divine interpretation of Nicholas Kabasilos. We may remember that at this moment, the angelic words become our words, and we sing together with the heavenly host to the glory of our Lord and God, Divine Trinity, Savior of our souls. Amen.
We hope you have enjoyed listening to A Word from the Holy Fathers by His Grace Bishop Irenae of London and Western Europe, offered to you by Patristic Nectar Publications, nourishing the spiritually thirsty with the sweet teachings of the Holy Fathers.